Carter update being powered by Reynolds Roofing, Exteriors and Coating with offices in Cape and Marion. Go with Reynolds. And good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. This Randy Travis song has got everybody buzzing on the internet. And yes, it is a good song. I love Randy Travis. It's Randy Travis at his best, I think. He sings fantastic. Great song. Mm-hmm. Where that came from. But what the deal is, it was created with a computer. The AI, artificial intelligence, and if I can't explain it on the radio, but CBS News did a good job doing a piece on Sunday morning. It's on YouTube. It's on CBSNews.com. It's on Paramount Plus. You can find it, and it really explains it. If you're a teacher listening to me, find that story and let it play it to your class and explain it to them. This artificial intelligence, I don't know where this is going.
Yeah.
But without some guidelines or response, I'm glad for Randy that his music got back on the air, or maybe it will.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, this in the hands of the wrong people or monkey business. It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where this goes. And it's just unbelievable what it can do. That's all I can say.
Yep.
Luke Bryan, the tickets go on sale today. Shelbyville, Kentucky is the closest place. I think right now he's going to play, but don't know. There are two more that haven't been named yet. This is the farm tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he loves to go out on the farm tour every year. And to date, 83 college scholarships have been granted.
That's awesome.
That's nice. Morgan Wallen in Nashville, 50,000, 60,000 people, three nights in a row, 150,000 to 180,000. At an average ticket price of $125, there's no telling. We'll know in a week or two what the box office was because they generally report it.
Yeah.
I know Luke Combs is making big money like that, too. Huge money. I had daughters go. I had one daughter went Friday night, one daughter went Saturday, nobody went Thursday. So they gave them bracelets.
Okay.
These bracelets that light up like a Taylor Swift concert.
Mm-hmm.
One did. Sometimes they're doing white, sometimes they're doing red, and it looks cool when you're looking out on the audience, and all of a sudden all the lights come on. So that's kind of nifty.
Yeah.
Daughter number two said on Saturday night, heavy mail, lots of dudes.
Lots of dudes.
And she also observed a lot of families with young kids. Which I wouldn't have expected, but his mother was there, and I think some of his relatives were there on Saturday night. He didn't try to go. I think Hardy came out on Saturday night, but he wasn't trying to do an all-star Nashville show, as many people do. He just sang his songs, and he's got a heck of a big stage, and the court appearance, they delayed that to August 15th. They'll deal with it then, but in the meantime, man, he is pulling in the people, pulling in the dough.
They love him.
They do, and it's really cut across. You know, it's men and women, it's young people, it's families. Interesting, very interesting. Winona Judd, boy, did she do a great job on the national anthem or what?
Mm-hmm.
Normally I don't like people not doing the standard national anthem, and aren't you a little tired of people like Carrie and others that can do these, you know, it's like opera.
Yeah.
Okay, they can sing great, but Winona did something. It did that, but to a different way, and it was just really good. Her husband played a Revolutionary era drum the whole time, and that was really mm-hmm. added to the cool factor.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a race that was better than the Kentucky Derby this year. Photo finish that it had was amazing. Everything about that race was cool this year. And other than that, a parental guidance. Did I give a parental guidance for this yet? The roast of Tom Brady? Oh, my goodness. Mom and Dad, don't let the TV just, the little young boy just, I love Tom Brady. Well, he's great, but this roast is 3 hours and 4 minutes long, and the language on there is uncomfortable. There's so much of it and some of the things they say. And this Nikki Glaser, very attractive woman in an evening gown, she was the nastiest of all.
Oh, really? I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, so watch it alone.
Okay.
And there was nearly a Will Smith moment.
Oh.
Because Tom Brady got up and whispered in the ear, but you could hear it, don't be doing that stuff again, except he didn't say stuff.
Okay.
And it was talking about Robert Kraft. So, I mean, it was a lot of interesting things going on over the weekend. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Have a good one, Jimmy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's your Jimmy Carter update brought to you by Reynolds Roofing, Exteriors and Coating with offices in Cape and Marion. Go with Reynolds.